Pulling over hard-packed dirt, a border collie in the lead of the pickup truck, we come to a fenced pasture in the distance. Mustangs gallop at the base of the hillside. They are noticeably smaller than their domesticated cousins, with long manes and coats that are a riot of colors with unique tattoo-like markings.
This is Poncho.
There's Nokomis. He, at 5 months old, his shoulder was broken in a roundup.
Nita DeMaio is the founder of Return to Freedom, a 120-hectare wild horse sanctuary of rolling green hills about 4 hours north of Los Angeles. It is home to some 200 Mustangs.
Some of these horses have come directly from the range. Others came from adoptions gone bad.
For years, the Bureau of Land Management has been conducting helicopter roundups of wild horses and burros. The aim is to reduce the herds to appropriate management levels, as determined by the government. Over time, thousands of the wild horses have been adopted by individuals in sanctuaries, but the adoptions have never kept pace with the annual captures. Today, some 20,000 wild horses are being held in federal feedlots or on contracted private ranch land. An estimated 37,000 Mustangs are left on public range, but the BLM and cattle ranchers say even that's too many, and that angers Nita DeMaio.
The only thing these horses are asking for is some land and water.
Land eroded by overgrazing and made worse by drought, as well as the cost of caring for horses in federal corrals, are at the center of the controversial new law, which gives the Bureau of Land Management an authority it's never had before.
And that's selling specific types of wild horses and burros, specifically those that are more than 10 years old or have been unsuccessfully offered for adoption at least 3 times.
BLM spokesman Tom Gorey says the animals will be auctioned off to the highest bidder. Critics say those bidders are likely to be buyers for commercial slaughterhouses that sell horse meat to countries like France, Belgium, and Japan, where it is considered a delicacy. Republican Senator Conrad Burns of Montana was the chief sponsor of the new law.
We have almost over 20,000 that's being warehoused in feedlots across the country. Because of the range in which they come off of was not adequate to carry the entire herd. So we have to have some way to manage the numbers on our ranges so that we can maintain the resource that sustains the herd.
Those resources are the 105 million hectares of multi-use public land designated not only for wild horses, but for recreation, oil and gas development, and cattle. Preston Wright watches the bidding at a cattle auction in Nevada, the state with the largest remaining wild horse population. The longtime cattle rancher is president of the Nevada Cattlemen's Association. He says when Congress first passed federal protection for the wild horses some 30 years ago, it didn't set well with ranchers.
And ranchers have felt like it was unreasonable, unmanageable from the beginning, and it has proven to be so. And yet we've never been able to get this issue addressed until now.
He says many Nevada cattlemen with permits to graze their animals on public land feel vindicated by the new law because, he says, the wild horses are eating the grass meant for their cattle. In a corral at the Wild Horse Sanctuary, Jim Clapp disagrees. He's a weather-worn cowboy who looks more comfortable in the company of a dozen wild Mustangs than people. He once rounded up horses for the BLM. Haunted by the images of those roundups, today he works to save the wild herds. Mr. Clapp says it's not the Mustangs causing the problem, but the several million cattle that share the rangeland.
There is no actual proof. BLM cannot prove. See, if you take 30,000 horses or 40 or 50,000 horses, that's an insignificant number of horses when you compare it to 3 million cattle. It doesn't compute.
In the meantime, the BLM is planning to round up another 10,000 horses from public lands by the end of this year. It's a deep blow for Nita DeMaio, who has committed her life to protecting the wild herds.
I think they stand for what we're losing as a people, you know, is the right to be here. You know, they're not asking for much. You can't possibly look at their numbers and say that they're a nuisance out there. They just don't make anybody any money. And so, therefore, I think they belong to the American people. They are the American spirit.
A spirit and sound that may be rapidly vanishing. I'm Gloria Hillard in Lompoc, California.